I'm Todd Ant, ABC News, with the Democrats' weekly address.
Hello, I'm Senator Mark Warner from the Commonwealth of Virginia. Over the last 10 months, we've lost more than 330,000 Americans to the coronavirus. Millions of Americans have lost their jobs and are still looking for work. Hundreds of thousands of small businesses have shut their doors, some forever. Meanwhile, healthcare providers are struggling with a record number of cases, more than 19 million to date. For months, Senate Democrats have pushed to provide much-needed relief to the American people. And for months, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell refused to take up the HEROES Act that was passed by the House of Representatives back in May. Fortunately, a number of my colleagues, both Democrats and Republicans, recognized that the real victims of this partisan blockade weren't Democrats, it was the American people. And by November, we'd had enough. So over the Thanksgiving holiday, a group of us, Democrats and Republicans, got together and tried to see if we couldn't figure out a way out of this impasse and provide real relief to Americans struggling during this pandemic. We released a plan and a bill that eventually became the basis for the first bipartisan COVID relief legislation since the CARES Act back in March. Now, after a cruel and baffling delay, President Trump has finally signed this $900 billion emergency relief legislation into law. It includes an extension of all pandemic unemployment programs and restarts enhanced weekly payments at $300 per week through March 14, 2021. It includes billions to combat food insecurity, which is on the rise because of the pandemic. It provides $25 billion in rental assistance to help keep people in their homes and extends the eviction moratorium. It provides funding for healthcare providers, vaccine development and distribution, and testing and tracing. The relief bill provides $284 billion for a second round of Paycheck Protection Program loans with a focus on helping the smallest businesses, and includes $15 billion for live venues, theaters, and cultural institutions. I'm also proud that this bill provides $12 billion for community development, financial institutions, and minority depository institutions to get financial assistance more directly to low-income and minority communities that have been especially hard hit in this crisis. This is the largest investment of its kind in our country's history. The bill also provides much-needed relief for education, childcare, transportation, and the U.S. Postal Service. All of this is a start, but it's not the end of the story. The bill didn't include funding to state and local governments to prevent layoffs of teachers, first responders, and sanitation workers during a pandemic. And it provided just $600 in emergency payments to Americans, well short of the $2,000 that Senate Democrats and even President Trump have called for. Anyone who thinks this legislation is enough hasn't heard the desperation in the voices of Americans. This is an emergency relief package. Under President Biden, we will need to continue working hard to defeat this virus and get our economy growing again. And I believe we will. Thank you, and may God bless you and your families in the new year.
The Democrats' Weekly Address. Todd Ant, ABC News.